Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and entertainment show. Last week, the MU Department of Romance, Language, and Literature hosted an international conference titled The Afro-Cuban Artists, A Renaissance. The conference brought in artists and scholars from around the world to discuss ideas about Afro-Cuban art. One MU professor spent 6 years planning and preparing the event. Professor Juana Maria Cordones Cook of Romance Languages is excited to finish up her semester and spend the next 3 weeks in Cuba. She says she's traveled there at least 25 times.
I have lost track of the times.
She's not going to visit family, and she's not visiting home either. Her trips to Cuba are all for research. Cordones Cook was born in Uruguay, a country with an African art culture that she discovered to be virtually undocumented.
This population of African descent has been kept in the margins of society.
She became interested in Black theater in Uruguay that she says has not been included in any book on theater. So she began doing research and eventually published the first book on Afro-Latin American theater. Through her continued research, Cook met Nancy Marejón in 1993, one of the most internationally successful and translated Cuban woman poets in the past 50 years.
Mujer negra, todavía huelo la espuma del mar que me hicieron atravesar.
That's an excerpt from a documentary by Cordones Cook about Marejón, the first person to introduce her to Afro-Cuban art. Today, Marejón is a writer in residence and guest lecturer at MU.
It's been my world. The world, some of my poems, of my essays, was a whole body of principles, ideas, feelings, very near the character of Cubans.
Defined by vibrant colors, Afro-Cuban visual art portrays an idealized view of rural life and enjoyment despite the country's hardships.
I marveled to see something that I hadn't seen any places in Latin America, and I thought that this had to be known all over the world.
She says the 1950s Cuban Revolution brought changes to education and cultural policies that resulted in generations of Black Cubans who excelled in the arts. And because of the country's socioeconomic structure, many artists and their work remain in the margins of society.
Even in Cuba today, there is racism, there is discrimination, and we have to recognize the power and excellence of the creations of these people of African descent.
Cordones Cook worked with a committee of 55 members of MU faculty, students, and community leaders to coordinate the conference. Marejón was one of four keynote lecturers. The conference highlighted the work of three distinguished visual artists. Manuel Mendive is considered by many the most important living Cuban artist. Santiago Olazabal is a painter defined by black charcoal lines. Eduardo Choco Salazar is a renowned abstract sculptor. And Cordones Cook says the conference offered a unique opportunity.
These artists who had been exhibiting their work all over the world were able to get together with academe. This is the first time.
As a result, she says the leading journal on Afro-Hispanic literature will devote an entire issue to the conference. Cordones Cook hopes the success of the event will lead to another conference in the near future. In the meantime, she will spend her summer in Cuba working on several documentaries, including one finished project on Cuban sculptor Alberto Lesquier, which will premiere this summer at the Museum of Fine Arts in Havana, Cuba. That's it for this week's Off the Clock. For more information, visit kbia.org. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.